Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 27 through 28. 1 Corinthians 15, 27 through 28. Paul goes on and he says, "For God has put all things in subjection under Jesus' feet." But when it says all things are put in subjection, it's plain that he's accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. Now, what he's saying now is not only has Jesus risen from the dead, but because of his obedience, all authority has now been given to Jesus. Now, that when he says everything's given to him and everything's in subjection to him. Remember, we saw yesterday how the Father judges no one. He's handed all judgment over to the Son. Paul clarifies and he says, that doesn't mean that the Father now is in subjection to Jesus. No, the one who has the authority to let him have everything in subjection to him still has enough authority. And God is one. There's one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Three persons of the Trinity have always existed. But all authority has been given to Jesus. He had all authority. Remember, nothing was made that wasn't made by him. But he humbled himself for a season, and he took on human form. He lived as a man. He limited himself. And then, now that he has been obedient, he has been exalted again back to the glorious position that he had where all authority has been given to him. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus himself says in verse 16, says the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then, of course, he tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. Jesus said, not only have I given you a commission, I'm commanding you with my authority, and it's all been given to me. I'm the one who is the center of all things. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. Folks, Jesus is the one who's going to judge. Jesus is the one who's going to measure whether or not we're in heaven or not by whether or not we believed in him, not how good we've been. People say, well, I'm going to stand before God the Father and he's going to weigh my good and my bad. No, listen, you're not going to stand before the Father. You're going to stand before the Son. The Father judges no one. John 5:22. He's handed all judgment to the Son. And the measurement the Son uses is not how much you've done. Jesus said on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons? And I'm going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Folks, you're not getting into heaven by how good you are, how many things you've done. It's actually tied to whether or not you put your faith in Jesus, in his sinless life, his death on your behalf, his rising from the dead. And those are the ones who he says, they believe in me, they believe in the Father who sent me, and I give them eternal life. And then he comes to indwell us and put his Spirit within us. And he'll never say, I never knew you, because he comes to seal us and live with us forever and ever. In Hebrews chapter 2, listen to verses 5 through and following. It says, for it is not the angels that God has subjected the world to come, of which we're speaking. It's been testified somewhere. What is man that you're mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made for him for a little while lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside of his control. Now, at present, we don't see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. And then he goes on here, and we don't have time to read the rest, and it was fitting that Jesus, who is going to be our Savior, would become like us, live in a human body, experience this life in the flesh so that he can be a proper and holy high priest and understand us in our struggles. But don't miss what he says here. Even though everything is in subjection to Jesus, all authority has been in heaven and earth has been given to him, we don't yet see everything totally under his control. Why? Because in his plan, in his control, he's allowing Satan to have a season still. Oh, Satan knows that pretty soon his time is going to be very short when the tribulation begins. But at the same time, you and I have a choice whether or not we're going to surrender to belief in Jesus. One day, every knee is going to bow. One day, every tongue is going to confess. But right now, he is, because he wants you to respond in love, giving you the opportunity to say yes to him in faith or no in rejection of unbelief. But one day, even though everything's in subjection to him, you will see everything under him when he hands the kingdom over to the Father. I hope you're a part of that good group when that happens, not the bad group. Can't wait to share more with you from 1 Corinthians on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in the Psalms. Hope to see you then.